All right. So if you remember on Sunday, I spoke about reasons why we say the David Shemori. We gave three reasons why we say the David Shemori on Sunday. First, I quoted from the Haflah. The Haflah says that 13 times it says the Shem Hashem, and the 13 times correspond to the 13 Midot HaRachamim, 13 attributes of mercy from Hashem Hashem Kil Racham Lachanun. Then we mentioned another reason that's brought down in the Elif Lamateh, and I think this is the reason most people are familiar with. There's a medrash that says, Hashem is Ori, is my light on Rosh Hashanah, the Yishi is my salvation on Yom Kippur, and that's in the medrash. And then the Elif Lamateh adds on that Kis Benini B'Sukho, that he protects me, hides me in his sukkah, that's a reference to Sukkot. So there'll be another reason to say it. And then the third reason we mentioned, it's based on the Pasuk, Lulei Ha'amanti, the Preet Tzaddik, or Tzaddik HaKohen of Lublin, says Lulei is the letters of Elul, the letters of Elul, and we went through about it being, spelled, going backwards, and it's a reference that during Elul, you have to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. Well, in the few minutes here, I was going to go over reasons why we don't say L'David Hashem Ori. There's a whole school of thought that you should not say L'David Hashem Ori. So, and the Gra was against saying L'David Hashem Ori. Different Hasidic groups were also against saying L'David Hashem Ori. So why is that the case? So one reason it's brought down is that it's not mentioned in the Kitvei Ha'ari. This custom of saying L'David Hashem Ori is not in the writings from the Ari. So therefore, it's somewhat suspect that that's one Esber. There's another explanation that's given, and this was said over by Dr. Schneer Lyman. He's a rabbi doctor. He teaches at YU. But it's brought down here in the Sefer in Piskei Tshuvos as well. It was an early Sefer, Chem Dar Yamim, that brings down the Minhag to say L'David Hashem Ori. And in that Sefer, it also has an article by Natan of Gaza, Nathan of Gaza. Nathan of Gaza was the aide-de-camp to Shabtai Tzvi. So when they saw that, they thought, like, with David Hashem Ori, it's not good. Well, it was because of that. Now, yeah, that's it? Okay, Aaron is calling the hook. There was an interesting story I was going to tell, but I guess it's not happening.
Next week.
Yeah, I don't think the rain is coming here, Aaron. It's passing us by, but if you want...
I
know I am, but I'll leave it. Rabbi Chanan Mefesh Meir Sbach, Sophie Chokos, Tony Homes, and Deer.
Amen.